The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Throughout much of the Northern Hemisphere, turtles hibernate during the cold winter months, unable to feed on land or swim in freshwater streams and lakes under such cold conditions. However, as the days get warmer, sun-seeking turtles gather at the water's edge, perched on logs, rocks, and riverbanks. These reptilian sunbathers are not after golden tans. Rather, they are absorbing the heat and the light of the sun. Turtles cannot generate their own body heat like we do, so they must find other ways to regulate their body temperature. By basking in the sun, they're able to raise their temperatures, which makes them more active. It also helps with food digestion, removal of parasites like leeches, and egg development in the females. The sun's ultraviolet rays are also necessary to help turtles manufacture vitamin D for healthy bones. But there can be too much of a good thing. Turtles will overheat if left exposed in the sun too long. So to cool down, turtles must retreat either to cool water or the shade. As any canoeist can attest, on sunny days, turtles of several different species can be seen basking together, sometimes even stacked on top of each other. Some of the freshwater turtles that can be commonly found throughout much of North America are painted turtles, red-eared sliders, snapping turtles, and red-bellied turtles.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.